today from the Ohio Newsroom, Cincinnati's Hanukkah history. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The final candles of Hanukkah were lit last night. Jewish communities across Ohio have been celebrating the 8-night festival of lights in style. Near Columbus, the Hanukkah hero descended from a helicopter to light the menorah. A giant menorah ice sculpture decorated Glass City Metro Park in Toledo, and a Jewish community around Akron hosted a parade with menorah-topped cars. But the relatively minor Jewish holiday isn't celebrated so grandly everywhere in the world. It rose to prominence in the United States largely because of the actions of a couple of rabbis with Ohio ties. Gary Zola is the executive director emeritus of the American Jewish Archives in Cincinnati. Rabbi Zola, Cincinnati is one of the oldest Jewish communities in the United States. How did Jewish immigrants come to settle the city in the early 1800s?
At first, a small number of Jews came here in the 1820s. But then in the 1830s, and especially in the 1840s, German citizens began to come to America, and Cincinnati was an appealing place, both in terms of similarity of its environment as well as its commercial opportunity. And with that immigration came a large number of Jews, such that by the middle of the 19th century, Cincinnati, Ohio had the second largest Jewish community in the United States following New York.
Okay, and how did those early settlers celebrate Hanukkah?
Well, initially in the 1840s and 1850s, it probably celebrated it modestly because it was a very minor holiday. And what that probably meant is that in their homes, they lit the holiday lights and said the blessings, and that was that. All that would change with the innovations that were launched by Rabbi Isaac Meir Wise of Cincinnati and his partner in crime, Rabbi Max Lilienthal.
And how did they change the holiday and turn it into really what it is today?
Both of these men were Americanizers. Wise, of course, had created, as soon as he got here, a newspaper, which gave him the opportunity to deliver his ideas and his opinions to American Jewish community all over the United States. And somewhat later, Lilienthal becomes the editor of a newspaper that he starts called The Sabbath Visitor, which was designed for little children. And the two of these people were constantly looking for ways to instill within their communities, and of course, within young people, a sense of pride in who they were as Jews. And in the 1870s, as Christmas festivals begin to take over in America with Christmas trees and Kris Kringle and all the drinks and song, it occurs to them, we could do the same for this holiday, which is coterminous with Christmas, and that's the Hanukkah. They take this holiday and they aggrandize it. As a Jew, you're not only then able to celebrate along with your neighbors and to have something that they have, keeping within Jewish tradition, but you're also really doing something that's so core to America and American culture. And the two rabbis make sure it's successful and well-known because both in their separate newspapers, respectively, they promote their successes and talk about them and explain what they did so that other communities begin to emulate what was going on here in Cincinnati. It's not at all an exaggeration to say that Cincinnati's Jewish community in the 19th century played an oversized role in guiding Jewish life in America.
Rabbi Gary Zola is the Executive Director Emeritus of the American Jewish Archives in Cincinnati. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.